This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New research finds the risk of mental illness in young people is increased by wildfire smoke and other types of dirty air. At CU Boulder, brain data on 10,000 people ages 9 to 11 was cross-referenced with their addresses and air quality data. The more days they were exposed to unsafe levels of pollution, the more likely they were to experience things like depression, anxiety, and other symptoms. Researcher Harry Smolker says the evidence suggests fine particles from pollution can
basically cause a neuroinflammatory response in the brain, which can cause essentially psychiatric problems.
The study is among the first to examine the behavioral effects of particulate exposure on adolescents. The U.S. Army Pueblo Chemical Depot is officially deactivated after more than 80 years of operations. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The closure means more than 250 government contract workers were laid off, according to a statement. But as of late August, only 7 had not found other employment or retired. The 23,000-acre facility was built during World War II to store and handle military supplies, including mustard agent used for chemical warfare. In the 1990s, the U.S. agreed to destroy its chemical weapons. That process was completed last year. The decontamination of the plant where the munitions were destroyed is expected to take 3 years. Then, the rest of the property will eventually be turned over to Puebloplex for redevelopment. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Pueblo Rescue Mission says one of its now former staff members stole money from at least a dozen of the low-income people using the shelter. The mission says it's taking legal action. They haven't identified the ex-staffer or said how much money was taken. In Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Denver, it's highs in the 80s this afternoon and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.